We mentioned the washstand yesterday too. How about bathing? Was that a...
Use a wash tub for that, or a pan, wash pan we call it.
And was there a certain place in the house or a certain time that people...
Around the fireplace, usually.
Like the girls would all bathe one time and the boys another time? You did heat the water, though,
yes,
and pour it into
in the kettle.
Okay, and what about the cloth that you use to dry yourself off after?
Just towel.
Okay, and it was called that from the beginning. What kind of material was it made out of?
Metal. I reckon we had boat towels as far as I can remember, mostly, but I guess we did use sacks.
Or cotton, some kind of cotton, yeah. Fabric. What do you call the pipe that brings the water in, like to the kitchen sink? Or where you turn on the water to put in your pan?
Faucet?
Yeah. Do you remember when it was, when you first had, I think I asked that yesterday too, maybe you've thought about it since then, when you first had like running water in the kitchen?
We were talking about that last night. Ophelia thought it was about in the 30s.
Uh-huh. Do you think that made a considerably easier in the kitchen?
Oh, yes.
Because you didn't have to go out and get the water and didn't have to heat it and stuff. Did you have hot water from that first plumbing, or was that later?
That came later.
So that you still, when you had the water coming in the house, you'd still have to heat it to use it. Okay, if a water pipe, and this probably happened to a lot of, it happened to a lot of people last winter, if the water froze in the pipe, what would you say happened to it? What would happen to the pipe, I'll say?
Burst.
And has that ever happened to you?
Yes, we had quite a bit of trouble last winter here.
Yeah. So. What do people do to prevent that from happening?
Wrap the pipes and put the heating tapes around them.
What's heating tapes?
It's electric tape that you wrap around your pipes, and it's
and
controlled by electricity.
I don't know about that. Okay, what do you call the, and I haven't asked you about this at all, but I believe you said that you all grew cane. Does that mean that you made sorghum? Is that what it's called?
My husband did that. He had a mill.
Can you tell me how it's done?
Well, we had a mule that went around and around and two great big rollers, iron rollers, and we'd stick the cane between these rollers, and as a mule walked around, why, it would squeeze out the juice into a barrel, and it'd go down to a pan a little lower down, and we'd cook it. Had wooden paddles to stir it with, and then they'd skim it. Finally, it'd get into syrup.
It was it started out very thin.
Oh yes, it's like water.
Really?
Juice from the cane was just like water.
Was it clear to start with, or was it dark?
No, it wasn't what you'd call real clear, but it was just the juice from the cane, you know.
Like when I chew on sugar cane, that kind of looking juice.
Yeah.
Okay, but as you cooked it, it got darker and thicker.
Oh yes.
And that is called, that's cane syrup or sorghum, that the same thing?
Yeah, cane syrup and sorghum, I reckon it's the same thing.
Okay. What about molasses? Is that another name for the same thing?
Well, I guess it's, I don't know, there might be different different species of cane, probably was, I don't know.
I've never really understood what molasses, you know, how it was different. Mm-hmm. It's thicker and darker,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's made from a cane, I'm sure.
If you wanted to pour something from one